Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho. And today we're going to talk about the Bredner Scholarship. And I have on the line Lisa Simheiser. Lisa's had worked with Tom Bredner and the John Dewey Academy, the school he founded, and is involved now in the Bredner Scholarship. And, well, Lisa, would you tell us what the Bredner Scholarship is?
I'd be happy to, Lon. The John Dewey community raised over several years about $500,000 in order to keep John Dewey Academy functioning in the event of Tom Bredner's death. When he did, in fact, die in 2012, it turned out that we needed to give this money to support a mission as close as possible to John Dewey's mission. And we decided, that is, the not-for-profit board at John Dewey Academy, decided to give the entire amount to establish a scholarship named in honor of Tom at Saving Teens. So that's what we did.
Okay. So as a start, who was Tom Bredner?
Tom was well known in this industry. He was an eccentric man who had a very definitive point of view about how to help a niche group of troubled teens, of struggling teens. So he founded a school that was a voluntary peer-based program founded on two major principles. One is that the students ran the school, and the second was that it was an academically demanding college preparatory school. In fact, one of the central tenets of the school is that academics were a core part of the therapeutics rather than being apart from the therapeutics. He found that when he challenged bright but troubled students, they often exceeded his expectations. So he decided to create a school around that.
The record of John Dewey Academy, and as a full disclosure, I knew Tom fairly well and visited there several times while he was running the school. But the record of accomplishments, because he would take kids that some of them would be so bad off that the prospect was to be permanently institutionalized. He would take them, turn them around. And so what was the record of getting kids into good college of John Dewey Academy?
100%, actually. Over the 30-year history of the school thus far, and of course the school is still in operation, 100% of the graduates of this school have matriculated at really superior four-year colleges. I think what's more impressive, though, is how high the percentage is of students who complete college in 4 years. It's above 75%. Some years, every graduate ends up finishing college in 4 years. And in this day and age, that's getting to be something of a rarity.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you can't overemphasize that the troubles are the personal problems and issues that these kids had when they first came to John Dewey Academy. And I'd met some of the students there, and they would tell me stories of what had been going on and sort of raise the hair on the back of my neck as, oh, that's horrible that somebody had to go through that. And so it was a very, very successful. Now, the scholarship itself is not, since it was Saving Teens, a nonprofit, it is not just for John Dewey Academy. So what's the mission or the criteria for granting one of the scholarships?
Yes, it's absolutely not just for John Dewey Academy. It's for schools that share those principles, though. And I think it's, unfortunately, relatively rare to see a school with such a powerful emphasis on academics, college preparatory academics, as John Dewey. I think, you know, one reason for the scholarship is to try to encourage that kind of an approach by therapeutic schools, because we found it worked at John Dewey.
Yeah, well, I know I was involved in some of the discussion, and you found a few that have an emphasized academics that they were working with. And it's interesting because when a kid is struggling and has behavior problems, it takes about all the time just to get the term I like to use, their head screwed back on straight and get them back on track. And yet, at the same time, some of these schools, and John Dewey Academy is a prime example, managed to incorporate the academics in a way it was rigorous academics as well as very complete therapeutic for the whole child.
Yes, absolutely. I think the identity of the schools that would qualify, you know, it varies a little bit from time to time as schools evolve. We try to be open to applications from a variety of schools, but basically the schools who would qualify would be schools that send their typical graduates. By far most of their graduates go to college, and they go to four-year college, not community college, but really, you know, substantially excellent colleges. That's the population we're looking to target.
Okay, would you talk a little bit about Saving Teens? And again, a disclosure, I'm fairly familiar with it being on the board and have been involved with it for about 10 years. But how does it max in with the Saving Teens? Because the goal of Saving Teens is to raise money to scholarship struggling teens. That's across for therapeutic boarding schools and wilderness therapy programs. So how does the Bratter Scholarship tie in with the Saving Teens mission?
It's simply a subset of the funds that Saving Teens raises. I joined the board of Saving Teens at the time of this donation and became the chair of the program committee a little bit more recently. And we really, essentially, we have a general fund and we have the Bratter Fund. And the Bratter Fund is harder to qualify for because it's for a much narrower group of students, and the general fund we can use for wilderness programs and residential treatment and, you know, a variety of programs. So they're related, but they have slightly different criteria. Although they have the same goal in the final analysis, which is to help struggling teens.
Okay, so you announced that you, this is a fairly recent establishment in the last year or so, and you announced your first scholarship that you awarded. Could you tell me a little bit about that, of course, maintaining confidentiality?
Well, I can't talk about the student, you're right, but we're very excited about this because it really represented a partnership between Saving Teens, the family of the student, and John Dewey Academy, who provided a generous scholarship. So that is actually the paradigm that we're looking to create for the general fund at Saving Teens as well going forward, because, you know, we have so little funds, scholarship funds, to give out that we're trying to stretch them further. So one of the things that I'm happy about is that we didn't even try to pay the full tuition for this student. Instead, we partnered with the family and the school, and thus we didn't use all of our funds on one person.
Yeah, because it is very expensive, but this is great. So could you tell people, if somebody was interested or had a student that was struggling that was very capable and seemed to might qualify, how could they get a hold of you or get a hold of Saving Teens to inquire and get more information about it?
The most efficient way would be to email me at, and I'm sure you can supply my email address, but it's lsinsheimer@savingteens.org. And we're taking applications from educational consultants because we want to maximize the chance of success. And in our experience, when a family has an educational consultant involved, that helps the child end up more successful in the long run. So that's how we're going about this.
Okay, and now I'll put this on the write-up about this. It's a savingteens.org, I think, is the also the email for Saving Teens, and that's another access you can get to it. Okay, well, thank you very much. We about ran out of time, but thank you, Lisa. Good talking to you. And this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking with Lisa Sinheiser about the Bratter Scholarship. Well, thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you, Lon.